This is the Adam Gold Show.
NFL playoff weekend gives us six games. Used to be four. Now we got six. I kind of like it. Not going to lie, kind of like it. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, one of the super friends on the Pick Six podcast, also a draft expert. Maybe I'll work in a draft question for him. Joins us. Do you like six over four, right?
Hey, yeah. I mean, look, I'll be honest, Adam. Like, I wasn't crazy about the idea of expanding the regular season schedule, but last week week 18 was a lot of fun, and it literally came down to the final kick of the regular season to determine what the playoff situation is going to look like. Because in retrospect, I'm sure Brandon Staley wish he hadn't called that timeout, but it's like the Raiders were going to, in fact, just take the tie, and they both would have been in.
Well, I think the Raiders were – I don't know how it changed anything, who knows? Because I don't really know what their mindset was. They were certainly going to attempt a 50-some-odd yard field goal, 56, 57-yard field goal right there. They were not really trying to pick up the first down. It just sort of happened. Maybe Staley should have left his non-running personnel in terms of his defense on the sideline. They were better before they put that in.
And I'll just say this. If the Raiders had decided to take the tie, they were basically saying we're willing to go to Kansas City for round three of the three-part slaughter, because they got absolutely demolished the first few times. So I get attempting the field goal, whether it was intentional or not, 20 seconds prior, because now the Steelers obviously have to go to Kansas City and deal with that nonsense.
Before we get into the games, and it really was an incredible final day, a game of consequence in each window went to overtime. The Steelers and Ravens became a game of consequence because the Colts, vomited all over themselves in losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars. But I thank them for doing that because it made the rest of the day so interesting. I had just talked about in the last segment what would be the most interesting stories from each conference if a team had made it to the Super Bowl. And I didn't use the Steelers because mostly I think they're going to get worked in Kansas City. But if they are able, on life support, if they are able to somehow get to a Super Bowl, it would arguably be the most incredible thing we'd ever seen in the AFC.
without question. In 2005, they were the sixth seed. And they made their way to the Super Bowl. That's the Carson Palmer injury game. They went to Denver. They beat the Colts in the game where Jerome Bettis fumbled, and they went to Denver and beat Jake Plummer. That was improbable, almost as improbable as the Giants still in 08, I believe. They were the sixth seed again, and they made their way through. Those two teams weren't playing great football for large stretches during the regular season and got hot at the end there. This Steelers team, this would be a situation where their defense, which has been average at best, suddenly got red hot because the offense is not going to magically show up. So it would have to be something like T.J. Watt getting 6-7 sacks a game, Nick Fitzpatrick getting two turnovers a game.
Right.
Them running the ball. That's good. That would be it. I feel like 1%, and I think I saw that somewhere, is about the right chance they have of winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think they're going to get hammered in Kansas City. I really do. But just the fact that, and I'm not a huge Ben Roethlisberger fan, but just the fact that he's getting to play a playoff game after really not being all that good this year, and their offense is just, it is a difficult watch. I actually think that the answer is, if the Raiders were to make it to the Super Bowl, and I'm not sure they have a great chance either, to be honest, that the Raiders would be an incredible story based on everything they went through this year. But I want to ask you about the Bengals. And this is something that you can use. It's not mine originally, but a friend of mine told me this. You know what has never been texted before, Ryan Wilson? The Bengals won a playoff game. Nobody has ever been able to text that the Bengals won a playoff game. The first text message was sent in 1992. And the Bengals have not won a playoff game since 1991. Feel free to use that if they beat the Raiders.
Sadly, Adam, we have used it consistently on the Pick Six podcast because our co-host, John Breach, is a huge Bengals homer. His dad kicked for the Bengals in the 80s and early 90s. So we have beaten him about the head with that that stat. And so we're well aware of it. I think that changes. I think that changes. Joe Burrow is a different kind of guy. We know about Ja'Marr Chase and Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins and Joe Mixon. The offensive line is an issue, of course, but that defense is young and getting better and has played some inspired football at times. And I think the other thing is I'm actually impressed with what the Raiders have done. We know what would happen in terms of all the off-field concerns, starting with the head coach and Henry Ruggs and Damon Arnette. But the last month of the season, they're 4-0, and they've beaten some pretty good teams, or at least at the time felt like their teams, the Browns, the Colts. And then they won last week in that barn burning against the Chargers. But the issue for me is that they're traveling halfway across the country. It'll be a 4:30 game, so not necessarily an early game for them. But the weather's going to be concerning. Derek Carr has not played well historically in poor weather. All that taken together, I think the Bengals are going to win this game. I think the spread opened at 5.5 and might be a little closer than that now. I think it'll be close, but I think Cincy gets their first win since 1991.
Yep. It really is amazing. I actually think the Bengals, if you were looking for a long shot pick to get to the Super Bowl, I mean, because the Bengals' talent, especially at the skill positions offensively, I don't think that's a terrible pick. Given the best performance they can lay out there, who's the best team in the AFC?
I think it's the Bills. We'll see. I mean, Bill Belichick has at times been in Sean McDermott's head. It happened in their first meeting this season in that sort of wind and gust bowl in Buffalo where Mac Jones threw the ball only three times and they still won because they ran for 222 yards. The matchup, though, was all about Josh Allen in the running game. And I think you can't fall in love with Josh Allen and have him wing the ball around 50 times and expect to win consistently. The defense has been okay. It hasn't been great. And we've seen teams run on him. But I think Josh Allen is probably the second best player in the NFL when he's on. Mm-hmm. And either, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes is first, depending on how they're playing this year. But I think what you have to do is use everything that Josh Allen gives you, and that means his legs. I'm not crazy about running, quarterbacks running the ball, but he does it at such a high level. And also, the weather is going to the wind chill is going to be in the negative teams on Saturday night. So that lends itself to more running of the football, and the Bills have to understand that, and then they have to turn it around and be able to move the ball on the Patriots. The difference, of course, they have one extra running back in Josh Allen, whereas Mac Jones doesn't really scare you with his legs.
Yeah, and hasn't Bill Belichick kind of tipped his hand about what he feels about Mac Jones over the last several weeks? That, you know, I realize they put up a ton of points. Who was it against Jacksonville? But the man barely counts. And they've dominated the Jets, and again, kind of barely counts. But in difficult games, they've really tried to limit the exposure of Mac Jones. I think he's going to be a good quarterback in time. I'm not arguing against that, but it just seems like Bill Belichick recognizes that he's not ready to be that guy yet.
Right. He's a Jacksonville kid. He played at Alabama. I would imagine he hasn't thrown the football a lot in negative windshield situations. And now we're going to ask him to throw the ball potentially more than he has at any point this season, if they happen to fall behind by say 10 points. And that's a lot to put on a guy, you know, the rookie wall and all that, if you're concerned about it, but also the weather conditions and that he hasn't been put in that situation a lot. Josh Allen struggled early in his career and he's gotten better each and every year. And you feel quite comfortable with him in these types of games. Whereas 2 years ago in that Texas playoff game, you know, he had the crazy behind the head fumble and you're like, oh my, what's going on there? And those things have been minimized. And Mac Jones is now the young guy having to prove himself on the road under incredibly tough circumstances. And that's why I sort of like the Bills. Again, if Sean McDermott can not try to one-up Bill Belichick, just focus on the game plan, they should be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I agree. I think they'll win this game. I have Buffalo coming out of the AFC. Who's your choice in the AFC?
I had the Bills making it out of the AFC in August, and I'm sticking with it. There were some bumps in the road for sure. Mm-hmm. There were stretches where you thought, oh boy, what's going on here? But they've righted the ship. And again, and I say this all the time, Adam, there hasn't been a truly great defense this year across the NFL. So your defense can be average.
Yep.
The offense just has to be working. And I feel like the Bills' offense is clicking. They have a ton of playmakers. And as long as Josh Allen has the ball in his hands, I feel like you have a chance to win.
Yeah, they don't have a great – they don't have a running back that wows you, but I think they have to be is effective enough, I think,
right
in the run game.
That's
and
right.
And I think this is going to be a low-scoring game anyway. I just don't expect the Patriots to score a bunch of points. How much is on the line in this game for Mike McCarthy?
I don't know. Someone said yesterday, I don't know if it was on Twitter or someone reported it, but the word on the street, and, you know, this is more rumor than anything I would imagine, is that Mike McCarthy, his job could be in jeopardy should they lose the 49ers in the first round. I haven't heard nothing from Jerry Jones on it, and again, take it for what it's worth. But it feels reasonable. I mean, we know it sort of feels like the Wade Phillips, Jason Garrett situation back in the day where they kept Jason Garrett around and eventually replaced with Wade Phillips, and in my opinion, wrongly, although, you know, in retrospect, it's clear to say that. But Kellen Moore is interviewing for jobs at OC. Dan Quinn's interviewing for jobs at DC. And then Mike McCarthy, who's done a good job this year. I'll give him credit. But you don't want to lose your opening home game of the playoffs to a 49ers team that, by all accounts, should be right in the mix. I think that's why they're at the line so close. I think it was +3 San Francisco when it opened. And also, if Jimmy G can stay out of his own way for the first 30 minutes, this team is real trouble, because what has to happen is after he struggles, Kyle Shanahan has to come in and, you know, recreate the wheel at halftime, and then they get on the right track. We saw that last week. And I think if Garoppolo just completes the passes that's presented to him, doesn't force the ball and have stupid turnovers, give the ball to Deebo Samuel, who might be the most electric player, overall player in the NFL, and let the defense get after it, you're in good shape. Because here's the thing. Since Dak came back from that injury in week 9, the Cowboys are 6-4. Now they have 2 50-point wins, but I mean, let's be real. Both teams didn't seem interested in playing football. Other than that, that offense is sort of sputtered.
Yep.
And there have been questions about Dak and the running game and the receivers. They lost Michael Gallup for the year. I think the 49ers have a really good chance to win this football game, and it'll be interesting to see how Jerry Jones responds in terms of his coaching situation.
I 100% agree that the 49ers are trouble for the Cowboys. I also there's so much pressure on Dallas. I don't know if we overrate or if everybody overrates the Cowboys, and I'm sure that happens anyway because it's the Cowboys. We overrate them when they're good, and we underrate them when they appear bad, or we berate them when they appear bad. But there's something about this team that seems like it's not as good as their parts should be. Sometimes the sum of the parts are better than the actual pieces. I think it's the other way with them. It's easy to say, Ryan Wilson of CBSSports.com and the Pick Six podcast, it's easy to say that the Green Bay Packers are the team to beat. But are they good enough defensively? They run the ball fairly well. Are they legitimately the team to beat in the NFC?
I think so, Adam. And again, this was my team in August that I thought was going to make it to the Super Bowl. And to reiterate, again, their defense isn't great. But it's almost like you don't have to have a great defense. Just opportunistic, right place, right time. They'll get Preston Smith back, it looks like. Jair Alexander has a chance to come back. They'll get David Bakhtiari back in the offensive line, who hasn't played for much of the year. And most importantly, they have Aaron Rodgers. And I think as long as you have Aaron Rodgers out there, and he's proven that he can win with nobody, he's won games without Aaron Jones and without Davante Adams, then you're in pretty good shape. And perhaps more important than that, the man can hold the grudge, perceived or otherwise, and I feel like that motivates him maybe more than anything else. I think the week off will be good for him. You have teams coming to Green Bay to play in those weather conditions. I'm leaning with the Packers now, but primarily because Aaron Rodgers, but also because there's not a team that's sort of differentiated itself as a real contender to the NFC to take Green Bay on.
Yeah, I also think that this is as wide open a year as we've seen in the NFL at any point. I think there's a lot of – I mean, I agree. The Green Bay is the team to beat in the NFC. I think it's entire – you could just roll dice in the AFC. And other than the Steelers, I think any of those teams I don't think the Patriots, but although they have a great defense. But for the other five teams, anybody could come out of there. I won't be that surprised. But in the it does seem to be very top-heavy in the AFC. Real quick before I let you go, Ryan Wilson, as a draft expert, who's the best quarterback in this draft, and how high do you think that quarterback will go?
Matt Corral at Ole Miss has been my QB1 since the fall, and that remains the same. Again, you know, when I talk about it, this isn't a deep class. It's not like last year. It's not the year before that. It feels more like 2013 where E.J. Manuel was the only quarterback to go in round one, and Geno Smith was the next quarterback to go at 39, I believe. But I love what Corral does. I think he'll probably be a top 10 pick, and we'll see. These guys get pushed up all the time. Yeah. He's the only first-round quarterback I have. I have a handful of guys in round two, including Sam Howell and, and Malik Willis. So those, we'll see probably three quarterbacks go in round one, even though legitimately one should go. I think Matt Corral goes first, unless Kenny Pickett goes crazy in the pre-draft process and overtakes him.
What really works for Kenny Pickett, and you know, you're a Pittsburgh guy. He's handsome. Handsome quarterbacks go high in the draft.
That's true. It pays to be handsome, and once again, and I can speak to from experience, ugly people get the short end of the stick.
Ryan Wilson at Ryan Wilson CBS on Twitter. Thanks, man. Happy New Year to you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Adam. You too, brother.
You got it.